Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Stephen Kotler's, a book that promises to teach us how to do what feels impossible. Sophie, I gotta ask, when you first picked this up, did you roll your eyes a little at the title?
Honestly, a little. But then I realized Kotler isn't selling hype, he's actually synthesizing decades of research on peak performance, flow state psychology, and neuroscience. It's way more grounded than I expected.
Yeah, the subtitle is Peak Performance, and he's really systematic about it. He says the problem isn't that we don't try hard enough, it's that we don't have a process. And the core of that process is something called the flow cycle.
Right.
Flow is that optimal state where you're fully immersed, time disappears, and you're performing at your best. Kotler argues it's not a mystical gift, it's a biological function you can train.
And he breaks it into 4 stages: struggle, release, flow, and in recovery. That last one, recovery, I think that's where most of us mess up.
Absolutely. But before you can even get to flow, you need motivation. And Kotler redefines motivation as a skill. He says it's built from 3 layers: curiosity, passion, and purpose.
Curiosity is the spark, that itch to close an information gap. Then passion is finding a domain that resonates, and purpose connects it to something bigger. So you're not just chasing a feeling, you're stacking these 3 things.
Exactly. And once you have that intrinsic drive, the next step is learning. He talks about deep learning being about building myelin, that insulating layer around neurons. Every time you practice, you strengthen that circuit.
That's why deliberate practice is so powerful. He also talks about chunking, breaking down a complex skill into smaller pieces, and mixing things up with interleaving. It's not about memorizing facts, it's about building a faster brain.
Right.
And then you can actually trigger flow. Kotler lists what he calls flow triggers, conditions that make flow more likely. Things like clear goals, immediate feedback, and a challenge that matches your skill level.
That last one is key. If the challenge is too high, you get anxious. Too low, you're bored. You need to be in that sweet spot, the flow channel. And he says you can stack multiple triggers, like high consequences or novelty, to make it even easier.
There's also social triggers like deep listening and autonomy, so you can design your environment to invite flow. But then comes the part nobody talks about, recovery.
Yeah, he says flow is a high-energy state that depletes your brain. You need active recovery like walking in nature, passive recovery like napping, and social recovery. Micro breaks throughout the day matter too.
It's counterintuitive. To do more, you need to rest more. He also talks about creativity as a byproduct of flow, because in flow, the prefrontal cortex quiets down, and you make novel connections.
And he brings in grit and serendipity. Serendipity isn't luck. It's being open to unexpected connections and following them. Grit helps you push through the struggle phase before flow kicks in.
The book also has a bigger picture, designing a high-performance life. You identify your core strengths and weaknesses, then set goals on 3 levels: a moonshot goal for direction, a midterm goal that's challenging, and a daily goal that's simple.
That hierarchy keeps you motivated long-term while giving you the immediate feedback you need for flow. And the ultimate point is that impossible is a moving target. You keep expanding your edge.
So it's not about achieving one big thing. It's about mastering the process of achieving the impossible again and again. That's the art.
I think my biggest takeaway is that flow is a skill you can cultivate, not a random gift. And that recovery is just as important as the work. That alone changes how I approach my day.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great resource. So the book's message is simple: stop waiting for inspiration and start building the conditions for your own greatness.
Exactly. The path is clear and the tools are available. The only thing standing between you and the impossible is the decision to begin. We'll see you in the next one.